Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Do you pay your children to do household chores? I was reading a great piece by Kirsty Catley today, and she's talking about whether chores are just a part of life or an opportunity, a chance to make money. And she makes the point that, you know, you've some parents who totally swear by giving children money for doing chores around the house, that this is going to teach them financial responsibility. And then you've plenty others that just think their children, you know, if they want to put their dirty socks in the laundry basket rather than throwing them beside it, it's setting them up for a lifetime of unrealistic expectations. So I want to know, do you make your children do chores? And if you do, do you pay them? Do they get weekly pocket money? 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Off the balls, Adrian Barry is with me. What's the arrangement in the Barry household?
It's putting the socks in the laundry. They need to be doing that themselves, which they don't, right, by the way. But I think there's a split, isn't there? There's like the basic stuff that they really should just be doing. So we have an 8-year-old, 6-year-old and a 3-year-old. And yeah, like they're not crazy for jobs, I'm not going to lie. It can be a bit of a struggle at times. So right. The garden needs regular attention, and I had to conscript some of the neighbours' kids in a few weeks ago, and they were brilliant. They cleaned it, and like, you know, you pay a landscaper, what?
You rallied up the neighbours' kids.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I paid them. Like I paid about a fiver all in, right? I got my garden fully cleaned.
Stop.
Head raked. All the stuff put in the bin, you'd pay a landscaper like 150 quid for it. So that was a service worth paying for, right?
Sorry, you gave all the kids a fiver.
They were delighted. No, they got about, like, I split it up to, you know, some of the kids that did amazing work. They got more money. And then my own kids who were like, basically, my kids were like middle management sort of like... standing up looking at, sorry, clean up a bit over there, they got slightly less. So
amazing.
A fiver for cleaning your garden, you couldn't go wrong.
I'd say your neighbours absolutely adore this, do they?
No, they were delighted because it occupied their kids. It was like a win-win situation, and the kids were thrilled to do this, and they're also of an age, right, where like a fiver amongst eight kids, it's happy days, like
unbelievable for you.
Brilliant for me, great service. But no, I do think there's a basic level of work around the house that, like, you shouldn't really be expecting to have to throw them a few quid. Imagine for cleaning up their laundry, or like for putting their breakfast dishes in the dishwasher and stuff like that. There is a study out there, I don't know if you've seen this, but Harvard did this study, which comes up in our house quite a bit about, like, you know, we should Harvard are telling us we should pay the kids. This study, Connection Between Chores and Success Later in Life, the study concluded that children who do chores from a young age are more successful later in life and happier. That's the kind
right,
of
right. That's the story. Yeah. Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw is on the line. Lisa, you four in your house. Are you? Do you rally them and all the neighbours' kids up like Adrian to do the chores?
Oh, I don't need to rally the neighbours' kids. There's enough of my own around the house. Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Good. I would be the same kind of thinking as Adrian. Of you know, there's just basic stuff around the house that everyone needs to do. Family of six, everyone needs to pull in together and row in, and I don't pay my boys. I don't expect to pay them for doing chores. I think that's like lead to, you know, giving them responsibility themselves. And, you know, everyone's expected to do little things around the house, whether it be, no, they're not fans of it either. And they wouldn't be the first ones running to it, but they just have to do it. Like, we all have to do things in life.
Yeah. So you've no hassle getting them to do it then?
Oh, major hassle. Major.
But they do it.
they do it. Yeah, I mean, there's complaints left, right and centre, but I mean, you know, we go to travel the length of breadth of the country with them, with hurling and football and soccer and whatever, and they don't go without anything. So they're told all this, you know, that's like training is tonight at 7 o'clock. If you want it done, you have to, you know, we're not going anywhere till the dishes are put away and the floor is done and all your stuff is out and ready, you know, and it's done then, you know, like...
The little bit of a threat's great, isn't it?
Oh, a little non-violent threat is brilliant. You can get a lot done with non-violence.
Yeah. Are you a big fan of the threats, Adrian?
Oh, yeah, but they just wash off now at this stage. It's like, here's your man again with some other threat that he's never
going
to...
You're not going to the family holiday in May.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Like Lisa said, you're constantly, that's for everything. You're like, you know, if we play the match now and you make a bit of an effort to run around the pitch, we might stop for hot chocolate on the way home. Or, you know, you're not getting your hour of switch time today if there's no effort made.
If there's no effort made. What about you, Sinead? Sinead O'Meara is the host of the Stretch Marks podcast. Do you believe in paying for chores?
I don't believe in paying for chores. I think they have to respect that, like, you're a family, it's a unit, you're a little tribe getting through the day together. And I'm also very conscious of them not assuming that it's my job to pick up after them all the time. Like, I definitely can find myself falling into this little subservient role every now and again, where I'm like, am I just being a busy fool here? And then you snap out of it and you're like, no, you guys have to recognize that this is a family. This is a home. I think it also gives them a little bit of respect for everything that they have. Like, there's so much more stuff than I ever had growing up. And it's all just thrown around the place. But when you do kind of bring in those practices of like, you have to tidy it up, they begin to treat their stuff differently. But I do think as they get older, I can see myself putting little goals in place. Like if they do want things, I probably will invent jobs that they have to do to earn some money towards.
Yeah, so there'd be some sort of a system during the week, would there, that they can collect, I don't know, points or whatever, stars, stickers?
Yeah, they're still a little young. Like my eldest is 7 now, but I can see that beginning to kind of come true, that like if she's going to start looking for things, instead of expecting that she can get it, it'll be like, okay, well, look, what can we do? You know, what can we agree on so that if these things get done, and if they get done well and they get done regularly, and more importantly, they get done without me asking. So that's a real thing that I'm trying to bring in at the moment. Instead of me just nagging them, if you do the things in the day that, you know, you need to learn to kind of get through life, if they get done and we don't have to be nagging you all the time, you get like an extra star on the chart. And then at the end of the chart or at the end of the week, let's see how much you've earned.
This texter here says, I pay my 15-year-old son's phone every month. He does the dishwasher every day, keeps his room clean and puts away his clean laundry as a result. Another listener says, we pay our 11-year-old son 15 quid a week to tidy his room and wash the dishes. He'll sometimes do extra chores at the weekend to make money. And I'm now wondering if that's excessive. But I find it's good for the sake of an easy life. What do you think of that, Lisa? Is 15 quid for an 11-year-old a week excessive?
Well, if you add up how much his lunches cost and all that, I don't know if that's inclusive of, like, I have to pay for our school lunches in secondary school here. So I just say, whatever works for every family is different. So whatever works for you, you go with that.
Yeah.
Like, I, unbeknownst to me, ended up buying 2 new Hurleys the weekend because apparently I agreed to, if one of them made the county team, which he did, he'd get a new Hurley. I don't remember this at all, this agreement. But, you know, but that works for us. You know, his mood is great, and he does the little extra jobs around the house, like cutting the grass and all that kind of stuff. Mine are a little bit, they're getting a little bit older now. They're 9, 10, 11 and a half and 13. So reward charts and stickers, out the door.
Yeah,
never worked.
They're done.
House. Forget about it. Give me the cash, mother. That's all they want. So whatever, you know, whatever little thing they kind of want to work towards, yeah, absolutely.
Here's an interesting text from a listener who says, my children are now just old enough to start wanting pocket money. I'd love to know your panel's thoughts on what is a good amount. They're 11, 12 and 14, Adrian.
Oof. Like this, they're freeloaders, right? Like this idea that
they're
like they deserve
children.
Some sort
I
of a salary,
you.
Like, you know, imagine going out for a night out and saying, "Oh, listen, you know, I did a little bit of work here, so I'm just gonna," it's ludicrous stuff. I think just a small amount of money. Like, listen, what are they saving the money? Would be one question that I'd have. If there's a bit of saving going on, then I would be and like if you have the disposable cash to give them, then by all means give them a couple of quid to do that. But like, I mean, if they're going out buying sort of, I don't know if you've come across these brain liquors that they get in shops that, like, you know, remember the Wham bar back in the day?
They're
the modern day version of one of those, or a Stinger or something like that. Just depends what they're spending the money on. But you don't need to go too crazy. They're getting, not doing too badly out of it.
What do you think for that text, Sinead? How much do you think they should be looking at for pocket money for an 11, 12 and 14 year old?
I don't think I'm qualified to respond to that yet because I've only got a 7-year-old. But yeah, like life gets expensive for them is what I'm assuming. Like everything that they want is just costing money. It's adding up. I suppose it's about giving them clear boundaries and making sure that what they're spending it on is worthwhile. I think that's probably the more important thing than kind of handing over the cash and not knowing where it's going and what they're wasting it on.
Yeah, the saving's a good point though, Lisa, isn't it? You know, if they're actually been forced to have to use that saving to buy something that they really want.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, you know, as I said, we do give them a certain little amount if, you know, they do X, Y, and Z, because they are saving for some kind of, you know, special thing. In our house, it's usually a hurley or a football or something like that. Because, like, presents and stuff don't happen until, like, birthdays and Christmas. I sound awful strict here, but, you know, as Adrian said, like, you know, like, they do, they get an awful lot nowadays. Like, there's not many of them are without, you know, and it's just, you know, it's a good lesson for them as well to teach them the difference between a want and a need. I don't think many of them I know need anything. You know, it's the want and something.
Yeah.
And you have to contribute to the house and the family to get that, you know, and whether that be, you know, by doing a few extra things around the house to get the football next week or whatever it may be, or the match attacks on the Friday, whatever it may be. But yeah, there are other ways as well, you know, like we do teach the boys, like they have to save, like the family holidays usually coming up in May, you know, so they do save that.
For spending money. Yeah, just to have it when they're away. Robert's got in touch. He says they shouldn't be paid for chores. There are tasks that they should learn to give them a foundation to grow when they're older. There might be an odd job, like maybe washing the car. I might pay them for that. But the general house items, no way, no pay, says Robert. Jonathan's got in touch. He says, I gave my four-year-old jobs around the house. Every day she's to put her clothes in the laundry in our room. At the weekends she unpacks the shopping, puts the nappies, tissues, etc. upstairs in the press. The small jobs around the house. Her payment is a treat of homemade strawberry pop ice. It's so important to teach. Yeah, about the jobs and responsibilities. She's four. She loves getting involved.
Little house on the prairie there.
That's unbelievable. Amazing. Baking and helping and cooking, says Jonathan. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. We want to know, do you pay your children some kind of pocket money for doing chores around the house? That's Off the Balls, Adrian Barry, Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw, and the host of the Stretch Marks podcast, Sinead O'Meara. Thanks a million to you all for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.